joke or something?
Hold on, Margaret.
It's not a joke. This is a band called Christopher Lee. Jingle Hell.
Oh, for God. Oh, for God's sake. It's the metal. It's the metal.
Jingle Hell. Jingle Hell. Jingle all the way. Oh, and it is too high. In one house open sleigh. Jingle Hell.
Oh, for God's sake. Isn't that cute?
Hey, by the way, are you going to be doing your Phil Henry show? Are you going to be doing your Christmas...
I don't know. I don't know. Last year, I didn't like some of the songs. I didn't like the,
Well, I hear Jingle Hell. It guys jaw-jacking it. God damn.
Excuse me, but Phil asked me a question.
No, no, jaw-jacking it. Now, we ought to just quit the jaw-jacking. Let's check it out.
Sing as we go, and Herson knows the way to hell's painful slow, crying all the day. The spirits awaken soon. Mournful is my flight. Darkness is a bone.
I got a couple of feelings about this stuff. What are you going to play the whole JD song?
No, it's just,
you know, as far as I'm concerned, what are you doing? Yeah, let the general say.
Yeah, I'll let you say, General. Do you mind if I fade it out? Welcome to the show.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. You're jaw-jacking it with Margaret over there.
I was making a point about the song, Jingle Hell. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, let me tell you what I think. These songs, every Christmas, I got to deal with another song where the day, you know, what did they call the rock around the rock around the Christmas tree?
Yeah, they got the rock around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, they do these seasonal songs.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little tired of these seasonal songs. You know, rock around, just play the GD song and keep these the other songs.
Well, what are you talking about, General? You know, a number of artists love to do their Christmas seasonal music. I love my Christmas seasonal music.
Well, you don't have an album, do you?
I come out with a CD, yes. It is a very... don't look at me like that. No, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're not selling no records or anything.
I do it on special order, bud. Don't go places where you don't know where you're going, because you're going to leave the very tunnel you walk into. You'll come walking out of it with no head. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I said, I do a seasonal CD.
All right, you do a seasonal CD for friends and...
Yes, for friends, for families. This year, we're going to be doing A Margaret Gray Christmas. And we'll be doing, as a matter of fact, General, we will be doing that song, Rocking Around.
Oh, you're gonna do the rock? See, I don't care, but I think, why not do a traditional song?
Well, Rock Around the Christmas Tree is now very traditional. Yes, it was. You're talking about a song that's almost 60 years old now.
Well, it doesn't matter... It doesn't matter to me, it doesn't make any matter to me, or doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference to you.
Doesn't make any. There you go. Doesn't make. That's the one that I was. That's the phrase I was looking for. Thank you, Phil. It doesn't make any difference to me what you do. I don't care what a man does for a living. You know.
I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
All right. You know. I
Well, what does that mean?
Well, Margaret. You know. Yeah. Sometimes.
Don't go there, bud.
Sometimes it's difficult to tell.
Come on, break it up, will you?
I swear to God, bud, one of these days Phil won't be here to hold me back, and then you'll see.
Yeah, that's the day. I better wear a condom.
You dirty little... Ow, ow, ow. Ah. Yeah, how's that feel?
Yeah.
Well, you were asking for it, bud. Man.
Anyway, the day you wear a condom, huh?
Well, at least you didn't... I heard what he whispered. He said he didn't have to... Well,
don't say it. It hit me harder.
What did he say? It was a $100 bill.
He said he'd have to double rubber his dick.
You dirt...
Yeah.
Woo!
And I guess I had that coming.
You better believe it. You didn't really say that, did you?
God damn, bud. You say something like that, man, even I can't stop this from happening.
Yeah.
Oh, quit making a big deal out of it.
Sounds good, though, doesn't it?
I thought I caught you a good... Are you telling me he's faking it? Well, you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that you hit him square there.
Better believe I hit him square. Double rubber your dick.
Woo!
God damn, bud, let me see. Did she knock some teeth out?
I hope I did. Let me see. Yep, I did.
You paying for that?
Paying for what?
His teeth.
Cut his hair.
I'm not paying for his teeth. He can use his own. Don't you have dental insurance?
Well, hey.
Yeah, he's got dental insurance. Everybody here's covered, man.
Oh, so there's company insurance. I don't have any.
Because you and Frank have your own. You said you didn't want any.
Yeah, well, you know, and you, and thank you, Phil, for, but I've got the GI Bill. I've got the GI, I got the GIs on, I got the GI Trot, you know.
Yeah, you got the GI Diarrhea?
Sometimes the food you guys serve around here, I might as well have the GI Trot, you know, but I've got the GI Bill. I've got the GI, I had a GI, which is gastrointestinal. I had a, why don't you shut up, bud, and get a new set of choppers or something.
Okay.
Hey, bud, your teeth are okay, man. I saw one tooth loosened there, but I think that's the bridge you got. Why are you talking like that?
I'm trying to save it. He's trying to save it. I'm trying to save the bridge.
Just put it back in your mouth and quit fooling around, will you? Where'd Margaret go?
I'm in here making coffee.
Why don't you guys make that... All right, anyway, it is the Phil Henry Show. I got a couple of things I want to mention. First of all, the first thing that I want to mention is that we're very proud to be sponsored by FanDuel, FanDuel.com, where you can play to your heart's content fantasy football. That's right, the entire NFL season, all season long, FanDuel.com. Now, the NFL season isn't over yet. No. No, your season-long fantasy football league is probably not cutting. If you've been in fantasy football, you probably wish the season was over. You probably wish the National Football League season would come to a screeching halt right now. But friend, it's not over yet. Your season-long fantasy football league isn't cutting it either, I'll bet. So get your mojo back at FanDuel.com and pick up a new team every week. Quit with this nonsense, this team. Oh, boy. Put your true fantasy football skills to test. And by the way, you can win real money at fantasy football at FanDuel.com. Chris Prince, we mentioned, is a guy who lives in Detroit, Michigan. $656,000. Now, he made that playing fantasy sports at FanDuel.com. You can join him, if you're good enough, and hundreds of thousands of others who are using FanDuel.com and have already won money. And this year, I think all told, I won a few bucks. I don't think that I'm a very good example of it, though, you know.
Man, you're probably not even playing to win money.
I play just for kicks, you know. But every now and again, I've had a good weekend. The biggest weekend I had is when I had Roethlisberger, and he hit those six TD passes.
Jesus Christ. You didn't have him 2 weeks in a row, though, did you?
No, I did not have him the second week. But I had him the week that he did that. And, friend, that was a whole new experience for me in the upper reaches of joydom. The leader in one-week fantasy football leagues.
What do you mean, the upper reaches of joydom? What kind of joy juice, boy?
That sounds kind of weird, Phil.
I was happy, okay? The leader in one-week fantasy football leagues is FanDuel.com. The money is real. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment. No upfront fees each week. You can play or whenever you feel like playing. You don't have to play every week. Set a new lineup each week and win every week if you're good enough. FanDuel is paying out more than $170 million this entire NFL season. But you do have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code HENDRY and sign up now, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Our New Year's special, as you know, is ending soon. FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200, dollar for dollar, up to $200. That's up to $200 free. The offer is good for the first 50 people that use my code HENDRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Don't forget to use my code HENDRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
For all the glory and fame,
yeah.
I wouldn't trade it. Oh, yes, I love it. There's no equal.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
On my knees to the Father, I pray.
We're going to be talking again to Vernon Dozier because we had a controversy that erupted yesterday afternoon. And it was a controversy, my understanding, involving not only Vernon Dozier, but Jack Armstrong as well. And it's centered around Linda Cohn, who is one of the anchors.
Oh, my God, I know. Oh, this is absolutely disgusting. And I found out about this I found out about it yesterday afternoon after reading Vernon Dozier's tweets. But then I talked to Groove Morris, who's one of my mates. He's one of the sports people over at Dicklin Syndicate. And
What is this guy's name?
Groove Morris, you know him.
Oh, that guy's a nut. You telling me not that guy?
You know something, General? If you don't like the way the guy dresses...
He's a weird ass from way back.
All right, so Groove Morris told you what?
Groove Morris told me that there was a problem with some comment that was made.
All right, well, we'll find out what that was. I can't even begin to imagine. Well, yes, I can. Although I could not begin to imagine were this another day. However, it isn't another day, and so I can, well, imagine it. Never mind. Here, let's go out to the traffic. Now we got Bob Bacon in traffic. Bob?
I believe it's deadly down team. I've determined there's a down team. There's a kid with Down syndrome here on the traffic around downtown. Hey, if you're out of the south side, going to the south bay, and if you're up the south and way down south in Dixie, I'll tell you something right now. There's cars out there, and you can drive the car and go around the car, and cars drive down the street. This is Bob Bacon traffic. Love, love, we need to love.
All right, so what happened yesterday was after being on the air with us, Vernon Dozier took to Twitter and was discussing a number of things with some of his followers. He was talking sports. He was talking Johnny Manziel. He was talking, I guess, I don't know what the hell he was talking, but it turned out someone asked him whether he'd made a comment, and it is a very, very crude comment.
It is absolutely crude.
What did I read about? Are you kidding me?
Well, your mouth got fixed real fast, didn't it?
No.
Watch it, bud, okay?
I'm seeing what I saw.
Well, I'm seeing the comment.
Wait a minute, wait, hold on. Is this the one where he was gonna eat? Never mind.
Don't say it.
All right, you mind?
All right, Phil, I'm just trying to build up to it.
Yeah, let me just do it here. There was a comment there that I guess somebody, and here is Vernon to talk with us a little bit more about it. He's on his way over to Belmar this morning. Vernon, thanks for joining us. I'm awfully sorry to bother you. The comment was directed to you in your mentions on Twitter.
There is a, and I don't know who it was, but someone said, did you say, and I got angry. I got very angry because I was covering for this man Armstrong. Now, Jack Armstrong, I don't know him. He's a friend of yours, right?
He's a political blogger. He was for our show. Now he's doing sports.
I said I'd cover up for him because he'd made the comment initially.
All right, we got Jack. Is Jack on hold?
Yeah, gonna have him on hold. Put him on the air.
Don't put him on the air right now, okay? I want to get these stories straight, and I don't need him, and I don't need Vernon and the two of them together.
Hey, Phil, it's Jack Armstrong if you want to have me on the air.
Put him on hold, will you, bud?
Hold on, Jack. I gotta put you on hold.
Aren't you good?
Boy, I'll tell you, Dickman, you are a real brain surgeon. You are a real brain surgeon, because if I had to hear that guy's voice for one more nanosecond, I would have put my fist right to the firewall of my wife's new car, which I'm driving right now, and I'm trying to relax. I'm listening to calm music, and I got a guy, there's a commercial on right now.
Why don't you change the channel? Why don't you listen to our podcast?
Because you're not on live right now. It's on the pay demand or whatever it is.
You're on demand, Phil.
Oh, sorry. All right. Look, Vernon. Just in your own words, tell us what happened.
All right, I'm going to tell you in my own words. If I told you in my own words, you'd be getting mail from people in the FCC, and everybody'd want to shut you down if I told you in my own words. You'd have more federal agencies crawling all over you, like almost like maggots on rotten meat. That's what would happen if I said it to you in my own words. So I won't do it in my own words. I'll try for the first time in my life to hold on to my temper. But I had a call from Jack Armstrong, and apparently someone at the political organization it worked for said that I needed to take the heat on something. I had to take a hit for the team. I said, who is this guy? I said, Jack Armstrong. He works on a Phil Henry show. Apparently his comments on Twitter got picked up and were disseminated, and they needed for it to be attributed to somebody else. Would you do it? I said, what are the comments? They said, at this time we can't tell you, but would you please do it? And we'd be very appreciative. I said, well, they said it has to do with a woman named Linda Cohn who was at ESPN. I said, well, what were they? He said, well, they were complimentary comments. Well, we'd be very much appreciative if you would take the heat on this and just go ahead and say that you said it. I said, well, what's in it for me? And they told me at that time they could not promise me any kind of remuneration.
Remuneration, right?
Yeah, they couldn't promise me remuneration, but that they would talk it over with Jack, and that Jack would be very appreciative, and that we worked together on the show and all stuff like this.
Hold on, for you don't even know this guy Armstrong, and you're willing to do him a favor?
I never did do them. I said, what are the comments? They said, we can't tell you, but Jack will be very appreciative. I said, well, is there money involved? And they said, we can't, we promise you that, because that would be unethical and quite possibly illegal. I said, well, can you tell me? And I kept asking them, what are the comments? They said, we can't tell you. Would you please just go ahead and
well, why did they call you?
Because we both work for you. Now, and someone called me up and said, did you say that you wanted to eat the peanuts out of so-and-so? You know?
Oh, for God's sake.
Look, I didn't, you know, I'm not saying it.
All right, don't say it. So somebody called you. What did they do?
They meant on Twitter. They said, did you say that you'd eat the peanuts out of her? And I said, I most certainly did not say that. No, I did not. And I'm listening to a sports talk show right now. Who's this? Is this the Gruber and Dean show? Yeah, okay. This ass Gruber and Dean. I got to call this guy up and tell him. Get the other guy on the phone, will you, Phil? Gruber and Dean are talking about it right now.
Who are Gruber and Dean?
These are guys, they do a sports talk show here in Glendale. And they heard me. They said that they read the Twitter account, and that I said, God, I am absolutely beside myself.
All right, let me get Jack Armstrong on the phone here and find out, get to the bottom of this. Jack Armstrong in Minneapolis. Jack, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very good, and I want to assure the coach that I never, at no time did I ever say that I wanted Coach to take the heat. You were queried, would you please take the comment that I made, okay, Coach? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here for a very, very short second.
All right, I would hope that you would stay there, because I want to just say this. The comment that I made was the following comment. I was watching What's-Her-Name on TV. I was watching What's-Her-Name on TV, the lady, Linda Cohn. And I said that, you know, I thought she was very lovely, and that I would very much enjoy, you know, I said to, I'm trying to figure out something. I'm sorry, Phil.
You got to get your mind on what you're talking about.
I know, but I got to get change out for a toll booth. Hold on for a minute, will you? I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on for just a minute. What the fuck is going on? Hey, you. That's it, yeah. All right, so, anyway, here's what happened. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, very nice day today, yeah. Here's what, I'm sorry, Phil.
You want to get your big, you know something? I'll tell you this much, Armstrong. My reputation is in tatters today.
I'm very, very sorry, Coach. I'm trying to do the best I can to resurrect it. I got a call from a friend of mine who works at the local Twin Cities blog that I was working for, which was Farm and Labor, okay?
Yeah.
And they said, what do you think of that Linda Cohn on ESPN? I said, I'd eat the...
You know something? I'm a lady, and I'm sitting here listening to this only because I am a journalist.
Come on, Margaret. Don't play it high and mighty.
Because I'm a journalist.
All right, Margaret, I'm sorry. Should I not talk about it, Phil?
Margaret, you knew the nature of what we were going to talk about.
I understand. I just can't believe that grown men are talking this way.
Hey, I want to say something. I didn't say it. This guy said it.
All right, you going to let me explain or not?
Yeah, you go ahead, and this better be good. This better be so good that I am thoroughly entertained by it.
Look, Coach, don't threaten me, okay? I'm telling you, I did the best I could. I didn't say it. Nobody attributed it. This didn't come from us.
I think you're lying.
You think I'm what?
I think you're lying.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Well, there's no point then. No point at all for me to be on the air here.
Yeah, there is. Yes, there is, because people are still going to think you're a douchebag. Maybe the coach thinks you're lying, but the rest of the people listening, you still got a chance with them.
All right, okay, very well said. But boy, Coach.
Well, you know, I think you very well could be lying.
Oh, now I very well could be lying, but a minute ago, I was lying. I don't understand.
Will you two guys quit paddling it and playing some kind of a daisy chain game here and get to it?
A daisy chain? Wow, you know, I've got hit from the left, I get hit from the right.
Look, why don't you just go ahead and say what you gotta say, Armstrong, okay?
I got a call from the Farm and Labor, and the guy said, what do you think of Linda Cohn?
Who is this that's called you?
I thought it was a friend of mine who was simply working there in the editing. He was bored. I didn't know he was going to put this in print. Because I guess it was a slow day or something, or maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know what the problem was. I said, I said what I said, okay? And everybody knows.
What was it, though? We gotta know.
Wait a minute, Bud. I'll ask the questions.
He wants to repeat it so he can have his little childish giggles.
Yeah, everybody wants to know.
Well, I mean, what's the point?
I said I'd eat the peanut.
All right, so you said that. So then I got a call from somebody saying, and then it made it into print. Is that right?
I didn't know it was going to make it into print. These were witty sayings for the holiday season. Okay, he said, hey, what do you think of Linda Cohen? I said, I eat the peanuts, etc. And that shows up in the paper, and I said, what kind of a witty saying is that? He said, I don't know, but it looks good. And I said, you know what? If I swear to God, even if I have to chase you till the ends of my days, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to make you pay for this. So then we got on the horn with Vernon, because I know that he works for you, and I thought maybe he'd take the heat. When they said that no, he wouldn't, then we said that no, he wouldn't, you know.
Well, some guy says to me that he's working with you and that you've made these unfortunate comments, and when I go ahead and take credit for having said it, I said, I ain't taking credit for that. I'd eat the peanuts out of Linda Cohn's you-know-what.
Oh, for God, would the two of you somehow clean this up?
Margaret, will you let me handle this, please?
Well, this I'd eat the peanut.
Well, I mean, this is what I said. So then the guy said to me, then I said, okay, fine. Now I hear today that somebody said something to you on Twitter.
Yeah, a guy said something to me on Twitter. He said, hey, Coach, I heard you said you'd eat the peanuts out of blankety-blanks you-know-what. And I said, who? And they said, that Linda what's-her-name on ESPN. I said, you dirty... And it was some troll on Twitter. But I did say, now, where'd you hear that? I said, you're a troll. You're making that up. And the person says, somebody had a handle like... he had a handle like asshole5 or some stupid handle like that. I said, hey, where'd you... And they said... You know, you said that, didn't you? I said, no, I did not say that. No, I did not. And then I had to say that it was Jackson Armstrong. That's what my understanding was. And this asshole five...
This is the guy's handle.
This is somebody on Twitter. You don't know if they were actually... If they were a real person, do you?
Well, I mean, what do you mean they're a real person? This guy knows everything that I'm saying. This guy knew that this comment had been made.
You know, I'm going to tell you guys something right now.
Wait, I'm not even done with my end of this, okay? You're done with your... I'm giving my side of this.
Wait, hold on. This whole thing is the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. You get a call, Jack, from somebody in the editorial or in the... And where was this?
In the editorial and the opinion section of the Farm and Labor blog that I work for in the Twin Cities.
Okay, and he wanted a witty Christmas saying.
Yeah. And so I said, I don't know, and he said, hey, what do you think of Linda Cohn on ESPN? I said, I'd eat the peanuts.
You know, I just...
I tell you what, Margaret, then why don't you get up and leave, okay?
I don't take instruction from you.
Margaret, would you let me do this?
I don't take instruction from him.
All right, but I'm trying to be as clean as I can.
You'd eat the peanuts? Shut your mouth, bud.
So he said to me, that's good enough. I said, what are you doing? He says, I gotta have something. I said, that's not a witty Christmas saying. He said, well, it was something. I got to put something down. So I realized that I was in trouble. And that's when we made a contact to Vernon.
Why did you call Vernon Dozier, of all people?
Because the guy had already been hit on Twitter, Al.
Oh, so you already saw that I got in trouble for it on Twitter.
Yeah.
How did this guy on Twitter happen to ask this question before Armstrong asked you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Unless it was some guy you knew at that paper.
Look, I didn't get up yesterday morning trying to make your life difficult. All I did was reach out. I said, hey, Vernon, would you take credit for saying that you'd eat the peanuts out of Linda Cohn's shit?
Excuse me.
Well?
Boy, I'll tell you something, friend. You know, I'm a teacher. I work in a high school. I don't know what you do. You just sit there writing your stupid blogs and doing your stupid-ass sports reports.
I took enough heat yesterday for the two of us, okay? I did the very best that I could. And you know,
Al, let me tell you something, Jack.
Hey, Phil.
Now, let me just tell you something. I don't know what this story, whether this story adds up to me or not. This sounds like a load. I think there's something more to this. Somebody's not telling me.
Well, You know, I'd like you to let me in on that if that's what you think.
Hey, Phil, I'd like you to let me in on that too. You think I'm lying?
Oh, I'm not calling anybody a liar, but there's more to this story than meets the eye. This is the most convoluted load for a guy to say something as crude as that. And then to get to thinking about it and say, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I think I'll try to get Vernon Dozier to take the heat. Why would you call him up? That your excuse, the reason that you're giving, does not make any sense.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hold on. Why would you give that reason?
Why would I give what reason?
You called him up because you needed somebody to take the heat.
Because he's a guy that I know from your show.
No, that's bullshit, man.
Would you watch your language?
Oh, Margaret, that's bullshit.
Oh, it's bullshit, huh? So what do you think the real reason is?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any idea. I don't know why Vernon Dozier would get painted with this brush. I mean, you barely know the guy.
Hey, you know something? You're onto something there, Phil.
But hold on. You barely know this guy. And yet you call him up and you say, would you please take the heat for having said this really crude thing? Because I can't. I'm going to get in all kinds of trouble. I work for a farm and labor blog. Vernon's a high school teacher. So what's the story?
I can't. I want to find out. And when I do find out, let me tell you something. I'm going to pay you a visit.
Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Don't step over any lines that you think you shouldn't be stepping over, okay? You know what? You don't scare me. You don't scare me.
Well, I should scare you because you put my career in jeopardy. Saying that I said I'd eat the peanuts out of...
Eat the peanuts out of her shit.
Dirty. Get off of him.
Let me just be as clear as I can. I'm a high school teacher. I'm an educator. This makes its way into print. This guy calls me up. He says, would you please take the credit for having said that? No, I will not take the credit for having said that. I told him. But it turns out that it makes its way onto Twitter anyway. This guy says that I said this, that, and something else. I think you set me up.
Why would I set you up? For what possible reason I'm going to set you up?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Well, you know, you're full of crap. You know that?
Oh, you're full of crap, man. I didn't get up yesterday. You said you didn't get out of bed yesterday trying to make my life miserable. I sure as hell wasn't even thinking about you. But it's a funny thing how the day ended. I'm the guy with all the problems.
You're not the guy with all the problems. I'm the guy that got asked, hey, give me a witty seasonal saying. And so I say that I, you know...
That's a witty seasonal saying, huh?
He asked me what I thought of Linda Cohn on the sports show.
You'd eat the peanuts out of that? Man.
Okay, let's not get into...
This is absolutely insulting to the lady involved.
What's insulting to her? The fact that he would want to eat the peanuts or that he wouldn't?
The fact that... technically, the fact that he wouldn't want to. However, it's also you know, I can't believe...
You know something, Margaret? I've been keeping my counsel here. I've been keeping quiet just to see how big of a hole you jackasses can dig for yourselves. Brother, this is... I've heard it all now. And Margaret, you're digging a hole for yourself, too.
How am I doing that?
By saying that it's insulting for a guy not to want to eat the peanuts out of it, but it's also insulting...
Would you guys knock this off? Because now I'm getting ready to be sick.
Bill, all I'm going to try to say to you here is this. I never intended to hurt no one. When I sent that Vernon Dozier, would you please take credit for having said that you ate the peanuts? And he said no, that ended that, as far as I was concerned. But I will tell you one thing that I haven't been completely honest about.
Okay, now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Okay, now this is what we've been waiting for.
No, wait, hold on for a minute.
This is something you haven't been honest about.
No, I didn't lie about anything. I was very hurt when you and Melanie got married because I had been dating her and maybe she didn't tell you.
Hey, no, hold on for just a minute. You dated my wife...
Before you were married, yeah.
My wife isn't from Minnesota.
I lived in Los Angeles for 3 years prior to going back to the Twin Cities. When did you marry her? You married her, what, in 2009?
No, I married... Oh, hell no. I married her in 2005.
Yeah, 2005. And that's when I went back to the Twin Cities when she broke it off. Because she's going to marry you. And I said, well, who is she marry? She said she's going to marry some big guy
And so you decided to ruin me by saying I'd eat the peanuts out of Linda. I didn't decide to ruin you. It's a coincidence.
All right. Now it doesn't sound like a coincidence. Now it sounds like it's on purpose.
Yeah, and you see what telling the truth does for you?
Well, I at least am one person that is thankful you're telling the truth. Now, whether or not this is going to serve you well, I don't know.
Well, let me ask a question. Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question, Phil?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask this guy, Jackson Armstrong. You dated Melanie Dozier. Well, you must have dated her when she was... Because Vernon married her right out of high school.
I understand that.
So you're telling me you went out with my wife when she was still a senior in high school?
I did, yeah.
Oh, are you putting me... Don't say it, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't have no sex with her or anything. I was respectful of her because you know her father and her brother. I wasn't about to get involved with her any more than you was.
I didn't get involved with her because I was very respectful of her age. I could give a sweet JC about her father and her brother. I made a point of parking my truck at the Blue Moon Motel so that her father and brother could see where it was parked. Because we were legally married that night. When she got her diploma, she walked off that stage and right into that motel room.
Oh, God, that's...
Yeah, that's right, Margaret.
All right, so what is it? You went out with this girl while she was a senior in high school?
I took her for coffee, and I took her to some events. I was very much the older friend, but I was very much...
You trying to tell me you love my wife?
I was not in love with her, but I was very attracted to her. And I had the idea that, yes, I would like to at some point make her my wife and have her move in with me right after she graduated. I purchased the ring and everything, and that's when she told me that she had plans to marry you just as soon as she got off the stage at the graduation.
This is about the most bizarre story.
No, I'm going to check this out with Melanie.
Yeah, I know you're going to check it out with her, but...
And so that's why you decided to blackmail me, saying that I said I'd eat the peanuts out of Linda Cohn's. God damn.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Let me tell you one thing, okay?
I'm not your friend. I don't ever want to talk to this guy again, Phil, and I don't even... I will not be on your show if this guy's on your show.
I understand.
Let me just say something, okay? Let me just say one thing. You were talking to Melanie's dad about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, because I know him, okay? I know the whole family. I met this family about the time you was getting to know the family, okay?
I knew the family when they came over for parent-teacher conferences.
You know something? I'm almost more respectful of Jack's relationship with her than I am of yours. Parent-teacher conferences, and you wind up marrying the girl.
Oh, boy, that's unfair. So I look like a swashbuckling pervert. And Jack Armstrong here, a guy who sounds like he was born in the Netherlands or something. Where are you from, anyway?
I come from the Twin Cities. That's good enough for you.
I hear tell you come from Latvia or something like that. But for you to say, you're trying to say that I am the guy who should be run up a pole with the big pervert flag flying from my fly. Because why?
Because I hear Jack speaking much more respectfully. You're talking to the father about what?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You told her father that you thought, Linda, that you'd nibble the peanuts.
Nibble the peanuts?
Did you guys knock it off?
Jesus Christ. Are you trying... Did you really say that to her old man?
If I said that to her father, I said it in confidence.
Well, it wasn't in confidence because the old man told me.
Hey, you guys, did you even know that Jackson knew her parents?
I didn't know any of this stuff. Did Melanie know that you're nosing around?
Nosing around? Melanie knew that I knew her parents, sure.
Does she know you're still nosing around the family, though?
Whoa, sunshine.
Don't call me sunshine. That's my wife, and those are my in-laws.
I ran into her old man over at Osh.
Over at where?
At Osh, over at the Orchard Supply Hardware.
Shit.
All right, this is as weird as it gets. So you're talking to her father, and you said this thing about this lady.
Yeah, I said that man to man, I said that. I had no idea that her old man would turn around and talk to this little...
Little what? Little what? Turd. Hello? Hello? Yeah, okay. That about makes sense, okay?
I don't blame him for hanging up, and I think he's probably going to get on the phone with her parents and try to straighten this thing out.
Well, but might as well, because that's the guy that told me what was said.
I still think something's rotten here. Why did you do this? Because you are still enamored of his wife?
No, I didn't do that because I'm still enamored of his wife. I did it because I...
Sounds to me like you did it because you wanted some payback. You wanted to put payback on that guy. You may not still be hot for the guy's wife, but you wanted to lay some payback on that guy for some reason.
You know, a guy, we make our mistakes in life, okay? He was there. There's an old line in the movie, what was it, Wall Street? He said, why did you have to wreck the airline? And he says, because it was wreckable. I needed a scapegoat.
You needed a scapegoat, so you lay this on Vernon. Because he's married to a woman or a girl who at one time was the object of your affection. How old are you? I know that you're not as old as Vernon, are you?
No, I'm not as old as Vernon. I'm in my 30s, thank you very much.
All right, well, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is that bad. This girl was in high school. And the two of you vying for the affections of a high schooler, first of all, I think that is as twisted as it gets.
We weren't vying for nothing. I mean, he didn't even know I was in the picture. And then she dumped me. She told me to get lost. As soon as he laid that ring on her, I don't know what it was. I guess he went down to the Tustin Jewelry Mart and got her a 3-carat ring for like $900. Jeez. Little did she know that it's nothing but, you know, all kinds of carbon in it and everything else. And,
Yeah, he's there. Go ahead.
Hey, pal, this is Vernon. I didn't get it at the Tustin Jewelry Mart, okay?
Well,
how'd you afford a 3-carat ring? Wouldn't you like to know? It's called having some money. Goodbye. Oh, and what? Hello?
All right. Well, here's my verdict on all of this, Jack. What you did was unconscionable. It was lower than low. You know, you say you don't have a vendetta. You say you don't have any ill feelings. You just decided to go ahead and lay this on him. He had to take all his heat on social media. His wife is going to give him a passel of crap. God knows he's probably got bad blood now with his in-laws. And you did all of this because I believe you've got a problem with him marrying a woman or a girl or whoever that at one time was the object of your affections.
Absolutely not true whatsoever.
Look, Armstrong, it all points to that, okay? So don't start denying stuff. You haven't given us any kind of a credible alternative.
I'm telling you, I'm saying, yes, I did. I was very enamored of Melanie. I wanted to, you know, have her in my life. But I didn't turn around and attribute to him eating the peanuts out of you-know-what, you know. I didn't say that he wanted to eat the peanuts out of it because of that. I said it because it was the go-to guy. It was somebody I needed a name.
Oh, bullshit, man. Like I said, I'm not buying that. It's the biggest... It's a load. You didn't need a name. Give me a witty Christmas saying. Oh, I don't have one. Hey, what do you think of Linda Cohen? I'd eat the peanuts out of her. Blap, blap, blap. The guy puts it in the paper, and instead of saying to the guy, you know, that was in confidence, man.
No, it wasn't in confidence. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you listening to me?
Phil, he apparently was on the record.
How could that be on the record when he asked you a question, give me a witty saying?
He hasn't said to me.
That's the stupidest thing. I'm not buying it. I'm just telling you.
Phil, I'm a journalist. I know that when something is on the record...
You can't ask a guy a question, and then he can't give you an answer, and you ask him another question that has nothing to do with it, and say, well, you're on the record.
That's what he told me.
Why don't you grow up and quit sniveling?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you did this yesterday, Armstrong. You were not blubbering.
Fuck you.
That's two mornings in a row that guy's used the F word. And then he gets off the air yesterday.
Yeah, he got off the air yesterday, then said he'd eat the peanuts.
He didn't say that. He was asked the question.
I think that this is beginning to take a little bit better shape. If he was asked, have you got any witty seasonal sayings? And he said, no, I don't. Oh, by the way, what do you think of this woman? I'd eat the peanuts, etc. And that goes into the paper, and he says, you were on the record. The case could be made.
Oh, that I'm telling you right now, I don't believe it.
Phil, are you a journalist?
Margaret, excuse me. I've been in this business a long time.
As have I.
Well, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I don't agree with you. And I don't think that you can ask somebody a question say they're on the record. Well, no, they aren't. Yes, they are. No, they're not. And then it goes on the record. And then on top of that, when this is about to make it into print, he decides not to go to the editor of the paper or to deal directly. Instead, he decides that he's going to lay this off on somebody else, Vernon Dozier, a guy that he barely knows, apparently, and calls him up to say, hey, will you take credit for having said you'd eat the peanuts out of someone?
Well, you put it that way, there's a long shot of believability.
Oh, the hell there is. Come on.
You say, oh, God, I can't have anybody believing I said that. I'm going to have somebody else say that.
What does that mean?
It means that man had to attribute that quote to someone. Now, probably what he did say was, if I get another name for you, will you attach it to that quote?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Are you trying to tell me that there are some people in the journalistic field that work that way?
Obviously.
Well, it's... forget it. Forget it.
Well, Phil, you know, there are stranger things in this world than we know of. You remember the beginning of the book Dracula? What manner of man is Dracula? You know?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you know, Phil, you're not the only guy that reads books good.
No, I'm not the only one that reads books good. You ain't somebody that reads books good.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because obviously you took that book and you... All right, I want to tell you guys about what's happening between the 24th of December and the 1st of January. It is our special Christmas promotion and giveaway. We're going to be giving away... each day, a one-year subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website, a one-year BSP, and we're going to be giving away the full digital collection of our best of compilations. So you'll get all the digital best ofs, and you'll get a one-year subscription free to the Phil Hendry Show website. This is a $300 value. And we're going to be giving one of these packages away a day between the 24th and the 1st, each day that we do our daily podcast. Now, here's how we're going to do this. Bud, you...
Yeah, I'm going to have a secret hashtag during a podcast. So when Phil gives out a secret hashtag...
Well, it's not going to be secret if Phil's going to give it.
Yeah, well, it won't be secret if Phil will give it.
Right.
Then you got to tweet the secret hashtag at Phil Hendry, at Real Phil Hendry, at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry.
Right, that's my personal account.
Well, why don't they use the Phil Hendry Show account?
Because they're using the Real Phil Hendry account.
Well, I don't understand.
It doesn't matter whether you understand or not, Margaret. I'm at that point now where I don't care.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not the one that said I'd nibble the peanuts.
Thank God it wasn't you.
Yeah, well...
Tweet the secret hashtag to Real Phil Hendry at Twitter, okay? On that day for your chance to be entered, for your chance to win. So we will draw at the end of each day... award a winner. You can also write that hashtag in a comment on our Facebook wall. That would be our Facebook fan page wall. So either go to our fan page wall and write that hashtag, that's at Facebook, or you can tweet the secret hashtag at Real Phil Hendry that day to be entered for a chance to win. Each day we'll choose one winner who will receive a free year of Backstage Pass access and our entire digital catalog. That's $300. When you say our entire digital catalog, you can't say our entire digital catalog. What entire digital catalog are you fucking talking about, bud?
But I mean the best of.
Okay, because somebody's going to think they mean the whole digital catalog of the goddamn website, and we can't do that. Because that's more than a $300 value. You understand?
Yeah, well, that you know.
No, I don't know. Our entire best of digital catalog. And it's also very, very important to remember that you go to the Facebook fan page, not to my friend page, which is neither here nor there. The fan page is really the page that counts. That's the Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, Phil Hendry Fans, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans. So you go there, and you can write the secret hashtag of the day on the wall. You can also tweet it at Phil Hendry, at Twitter, at Real Phil Hendry, and... you know, we will draw. Why is this more difficult than it should be?
Well, Phil, it's the way it's written.
It's written very badly. Tweet the secret hashtag to Real Phil Hendry that day to be entered for a chance to win, or you can write the hashtag in a comment on our Facebook wall. That's our we got two Facebook pages. One of them is our fan page. That's where you do it.
Man, I don't know which one you meant.
Well, it would be the fan page, man, because if they're not a Facebook friend, they can't put it there.
Well, then obviously it's the fan page.
Yeah.
All right, fine. That's the fan page.
God damn, man. Well, you gotta, let's get a nap in or something.
Yeah, son, you need a nap.
I don't need a nap, thank you. Anyway, each day we'll choose one winner who will receive a free year of Backstage Pass access and our entire digital best of catalog. Our entire digital catalog.
They know what I mean.
No, they don't, man. No, they don't. There's people that will say, oh, you said the whole thing, you get it. All right. So that was about as weird a conversation as I've ever had in my life.
You know something, Phil? I think there is even a level, there is even a bottom that can be sailed through on this program, and I think you did that on this program this evening.
One of our production friends, had a death in the family, and we're very, very sad to hear about that. So,
this is the people over there at the TV show.
Yeah, we had very sad news this evening. I think this is why some things have been going a little bit slowly. All right, I totally get it. I understand, and I'm not...
God damn, Phil, if there's a death in some guy's family and you're busting people's balls?
I wasn't busting anybody's balls. I was just trying to figure out what the hell was going on, man. That's all.
Don't yell at me about that.
Well, all right, so last night... we were watching Bowfinger, man. Did you see that movie with me?
Yeah, I thought the Bowfinger was very interesting because the that guy, that Steve Martin character, reminds me a lot of you trying to run this business. It reminds me of that Bowfinger company.
Get out of here. It's not that bad.
Well, there are aspects of that remind me of it.
Anyway, that flick is one of the funniest goddamn movies in the history of my life, only if for no other reason than the Eddie Murphy character, the character he plays his own brother.
Yeah, the guy that runs across the freeway.
Yeah, the guy that goes across the freeway, man. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That guy, I'm telling you, man. And I just stumbled across that thing. It was so fantastic. I love that damn movie. And Eddie Murphy, you know, that's a funny man. And you can say what you want about Eddie Murphy. I don't know what it is about some comics who, maybe they're outspoken, maybe their lifestyles are lifestyles that we don't necessarily approve of. I've never had a problem with Eddie Murphy ever. I understand he's he's a guy that has been maybe he's just a sort of a lightning rod of a character, you know.
Well, Eddie Murphy's done nothing but make big hit movies. The Beverly Hills Cop movies were a big hit. Trading Places, Coming to America. These are films that were bankable. They made Eddie Murphy a bankable star. And I think that is something that goes in his plus column. I don't know what it is that Eddie Murphy's ever done to rub anyone the wrong way.
Well, I think the guy is, you know, he knocked up, excuse me for saying, now, did he knock up that scary spice?
Yeah, I see she's scary. What do you mean she's scary? I thought she's beautiful. I don't know. There's a scariness about her.
Well, regardless of what you think about her, what do you mean he knocked her up?
That's what I thought he did. Didn't he leave her high and dry with a kid?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. It left her high and dry. Look, Eddie Murphy's private life, one of the problems that we continually get into in this society in particular, but possibly in every society, because the nature of celebrity now is that we will, because of a person's personal life, we then, you know, judge the value or the lack of value of a human being, you know, and let's say it's Eddie Murphy or any entertainer. And if the guy is a douchebag behind the scenes, if he's not that kind of a guy that you'd hang out with, if he's not the kind of a guy that you'd want to spend time with, if he's a real piece of shit, if he's treats women poorly, if he's this, if he's that, or something else, then you just dismiss everything the guy ever did. And there's a difference. We're learning. There's a difference between a guy's work and a guy's life. You don't out of hand dismiss a guy's life because behind this, or you don't out of hand dismiss the guy's work because behind the scenes, he was a dog shit kind of a guy.
Well, there are people I know in our society that we tend to worship, if you will, that we tend to hold on high. And behind the scenes, in Martin Luther King.
Well, Martin Luther King, what do you do wrong?
Martin Luther King was not a very faithful man to his wife.
Yeah, see? So what do you want to do? You want to throw the guy's whole life out? And there's other guys.
What about like Thomas Jefferson, man? He had slaves.
You can't bring up Thomas Jefferson just to make it look good for Martin Luther King.
I'm not doing that, man. I'm just saying, you know, there's all kinds of people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So do you want to take everything they did and throw it in a shit can? Is Eddie Murphy not a funny man because maybe you don't like something about his private life? I don't know anything about the guy's private life. I frankly, I don't know anything about the guy's private life. I don't know what he's done, what he hasn't done, what he is, what he isn't. Maybe he's a dick. Maybe he's rude to people in restaurants. As far as I'm concerned, that ain't shit. I mean, if the guy robbed banks, if the guy is a criminal, if he's a felon, if he's a really cruel and deviant personality, well, that's one thing. But if all he is just he rubs certain people the wrong way, if he hasn't got just a bubbly personality, I could care less.
Well, I think that's the case with Eddie Murphy.
Well, what are you talking about? You're talking about Bowfinger. That's Steve Martin. You know something about Martin? Maybe he's a douchebag behind the scenes.
I don't know anything about Steve Martin behind the scenes. I don't know anything about the guy behind the scenes. I tried to read a book of his, Born Standing Up, but, you know, those books, somebody's... I would rather read a man's biography after he is dead and buried, because... And I'd rather it be done by someone who has a level of scholarship. They really want to do a good job. Look, a biography is history, you know, don't you think? And
well, yes, Phil, but there are those of us that love to read the biographies because they are in present tense. Mary Tyler Moore's biography was very riveting. She's obviously still alive. And I say this with great respect. I think Mary Tyler Moore is one of our great actresses. Was I compelled by the fact that at one point in her life she crawled into a bottle? Yes, I was. Am I proud of the fact that I was compelled by that? I feel neither good or bad about that. Am I a bit angry at her for making me feel compelled to read about... Phil?
Margaret?
No, to read about her crawling into a bottle and staying there for a period of 4 to 6 years? No, I'm not angry at her, although if someone was to be assigned blame for that, it would be Mary Tyler Moore.
Who's Mary Tyler Moore, anyway?
Mary Tyler, are you kidding?
Mary Tyler, she was, yes, of course, he's too young to know. Mary Tyler Moore was on a TV show in the 70s and the 60s, very famous actress from that period. And she, you know, is still with us. She's older. She's married to a younger guy, right?
Yeah, see, now that's the, a lot of people think that that's the scandal.
Oh, yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, she married that doctor. The guy's like 20 years younger than her, isn't he?
I don't know if that's the case.
Wow. Boy, there's a guy, you know, you figure a guy, a doctor with money, you know, you'd look around for maybe something that wasn't 20 years older than you. Jesus, hey, coming home to that, man. Oh, I gotta go home. I'm taking the mummy out to dinner tonight. God damn.
General, that's pretty cruel.
How dare you?
Well, wait a second. A man works his ass off through his entire life. And then he says, oh, I gotta go home. I
see what happens to you when you try to lie?
Wait, I don't know. When I'm back, I
you're gonna have to get some water, General.
Give me water, will you?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, I just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. A man works his ass... Forget it.
I didn't think... You know what? That's God telling you don't say those things.
Say that again?
That's God telling you don't say those cruel things.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
Well, you were going to say something disparaging about Mary Tyler Moore and her age.
No, I was simply going to say a man works his ass off, and then he says, well, I got to go home and take my great-grandmother to dinner. And, oh, yeah, I'm married to her. Jesus.
Well, a guy not going to marry his great-grandmother.
He's kidding. Mary Tyler Moore. What are you putting down Mary Tyler Moore for?
I'm just saying, Phil, I read her biography. It was very compelling, but she crawled into a bottle. That's all.
You know, that crawling into a bottle is very, very offensive. You could say she had a drinking problem. What about that?
Oh, well, all right, Phil. She had a drinking problem. Get a load of you.
Damn, I mean, she had a drinking problem. She had a drinking problem, you know.
No, but Phil doesn't want to see it that way. He wants to... She had a drinking problem. She crawled into a bottle, Phil, and she crawled into a bottle and she pulled the cork in behind her.
What's that mean?
But what do you mean? What's that mean?
Pulled what in behind her?
Pulled a cork in.
Stuck a cork into what?
Pulled the cork into the bottle.
Oh.
But I would rather read a man's biography after he's passed on.
But if they ever write a biography of you, Mr. Andrew.
If they ever write a biography of me, they're going to, if they do, it won't be in my lifetime, that's for sure. So it's going to be written after I'm dead if they ever write a biography of me.
What makes you think they wouldn't write a biography of now?
Say that again?
What makes you think, I have the acid reflux that you have too. What makes you think that they wouldn't write, never mind, I'm bored with it.
Okay. Okay, so there's that. That was interesting. What's happening at the Canyon Club? The Canyon Club on Sunday is Paraquat Kelly's benefit show.
Yes, exactly.
I don't see how we could possibly miss that. So, yeah. I tell you what, you know, if she's too hung up to go...
Well, what do you mean, too hung up?
Well, I mean, if she can't go, then we'll... You know, I'll find... I'll just go by myself or something, but...
You were about to say you'd find another date.
No, I did not. So anyway, the Canyon Club on Sunday, yes, is the Paraquat Kelly benefit, and God bless you, Paraquat. And by the way, I saw the photograph, and we actually put it on our home on our homepage. Eddie Van Halen and his brother Alex donating a guitar, an autographed guitar to the Kelly family, and a beautiful, beautiful thing. I wish I had something of value, you know.
Well, what about your time, Phil? There is nothing more valuable than a man's time, and the time that you can contribute.
What's his time worth?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
You could stand up there and tell some... How about you wait some tables? I don't know.
All right. I can wait tables. The other piece of news that I was going to mention is that Playing House got picked up for another season, and that is a beautiful thing, because that means that maybe Chief McGrath will come back, and Bunny McGrath, his wife, Nancy Daly, and I, who knows? I don't know.
When will you find that out?
I don't know.
Well, does that mean that you'd be on the TV show?
Yeah, that would mean that whenever they wanted to use us, they'd use us. But I got no idea, man. I got no idea at all. All right, sports fans, it's... been my pleasure. We appreciate all that you do for us, and all that you are, and all that you could be, and all that you is. Thank you very much for being with us. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget the big giveaway at the end of the month. And, of course, a backstage pass is always a very, very valuable thing to have and to hold, no matter where, no matter how, no matter who. So make sure you get yourself a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show website. And all you FanDuel freaks, man, sign up for a FanDuel account, man. Start making some of that money, you know. See you guys tomorrow for another world famous Phil Henry Show. Here's J. Cole, Wet Dreams.
Like that first time she was in my math class. Long hair, brown skin with the fat ass.
This is the world fat ass.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. It's produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network. General Galen Shaw at your service.
But a nigga couldn't wait to get to school. Cause when I seen them thighs on it, and them hips on it, and them lips on it, got me daydreaming, man. What? I'm thinking how she rides on it, if she sits on it, if she licks on it, make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, attraction's getting deeper. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a note that said, you ever had sex before? Damn, and I ain't never did this before, no. 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 I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. I wrote back and said, of course I had sex before, knowing I was frontin'. I said, I'm like a pro, baby, knowing I was stuntin'. But if I told the truth, I knew that I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in pussy since the day I came out one, but... she don't know that, so she done wrote back and told me, oh, you a pro, homie? Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend, so Saturday, baby, we can get the freaking. That's when my heart start racing and my body start sweating. Baby, you done woke my little man up. I'm thinking how that body look naked when you laying on the bed. Teacher, please don't make me stand up. I wrote back like, yeah, baby, sound like a plan. Still trying to play it cool, sound like the man. But I was scared to death, my nigga, my stomach turned. Talking shit, no. And damn well I was a virgin. Fuck. And I ain't never did this before, no. 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 I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. You know that feeling when you in the bone for the first time. I'm hoping that she won't notice it's my first time. I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to fuck with. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to see just how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how it go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga.
palm sweating, with a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start blushing, and a nigga roll over on top, and then she get my pants unbuckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh girl, don't stop, it's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth, yeah, just how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby be gentle, cause I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this.